The Daily News Article Audio. Today in Science and Environment. Science and nature inspire huge new sculpture series at London's Kew Gardens. The tranquil spaces of Kew Gardens are a perfect place for a bit of quiet reflection. And there's more than one way to do that now. Dotted across the landscape is a series of sculptures, many of them made in stainless steel. The lush green vegetation of Kew is mirrored back from their shiny surfaces. There are 16 works to spot, some sitting on the open lawns, others buried between the plants inside the famous glasshouses. All are the work of artist Mark Quinn, who was inspired by Kew's scientific research to create 5 sculptures in the collection. Kew approached me to do something and I came down, and I hadn't really been for a long time. And when I came here and realized that they have hundreds of scientists doing research and horticulturists, and I spent more and more time here, I realized that there was actually a whole show to do here, so we worked together to do that, he says. I mean, the sculpture we're standing on next to now is from a herbarium sample, and they're sculptures of plants that have been used to create anti-cancer medicines. The famous Palm House inspired a series of sculptures based on the fronded plants it houses. Those artworks have been placed outside the glass house, reflecting land, sky, and the water of the nearby pond. Orchids have also been created in steel. The artist thinks it's only right that they are on display in the place that inspired him. I love the way they interact with the gardens, and I love also the idea that these sculptures that were conceived here are now shown here. So they're kind of like being born into their own environment. And it's such a beautiful place. And because there's so much about reflection, you see this beauty doubled, trebled, redoubled. It just feels to me like a beautifully integral presentation, Quinn says. While Kew hopes the new exhibition will drive more visitors to come and see the gardens, it also wants people to reflect on the wider importance of plants. The exhibition Light into Life opened on May 4th and runs until September 29th. Thank you for listening. This audio material is brought to you by Rare Job Incorporated.